Imagine a workplace where people are both highly productive and genuinely happy, where managers spend mere minutes on interactions that transform performance, where results and relationships flourish simultaneously. This isn't workplace fantasy. It's the proven approach of the one-minute manager. Since 1982, this business classic has sold over 15 million copies in 47 languages and remains on Warren Buffett's recommended reading list. Even Google's early management philosophy drew inspiration from its principles. What makes this approach so powerful? It acknowledges both the frantic pace of modern work and our fundamental need for meaningful connection, all delivered through three deceptively simple practices that take just minutes to implement. Unlike tough autocrats who sacrifice people for results, or nice democrats who sacrifice performance for people, the one-minute manager recognizes that people and results are interdependent. When employees understand expectations, receive recognition for achievements, and get constructive feedback on mistakes, they become self-motivated and high-performing. Today's effective leadership operates side by side rather than hierarchically. People seek meaningful contribution, personal fulfillment, and work-life balance beyond just a paycheck. The one-minute manager approaches leadership as a partnership. Weekly team meetings review achievements, problems, and plans collaboratively, with decisions binding on everyone. This approach leverages talent throughout the organization. The best minute I spend is the one I invest in people. By focusing on the vital few high-impact activities, managers achieve remarkable results efficiently. This approach transforms the manager's role from constant director to someone who establishes clear expectations, provides timely feedback, and then steps back. Team members learn to self-manage while managers focus on strategic priorities. Have you ever felt like you're bowling with a curtain covering the pins? This is how many people experience their jobs, unclear about expectations and receiving feedback only when something goes wrong. One-minute goals eliminate this frustration through crystal-clear expectations. The process begins with a collaborative conversation where manager and team member identify the critical 20% of activities that produce 80% of important results, typically just 3 to 5 key areas. These goals stand out for their simplicity and accessibility. Each is written concisely on a single page using clear, specific language. These one-page summaries serve as alignment tools that can be reviewed in about a minute. Team members are encouraged to look at their goals daily, a practice that takes moments but keeps priorities front of mind. By establishing this foundation of clarity, one-minute goals address the fundamental question, "What exactly am I supposed to be doing?" When people know precisely what's expected and can see their progress, they become self-motivated and directed. Consider how parents teach a child to walk. They don't criticize falls, but celebrate each small victory, standing up, taking wobbly steps, maintaining balance. With each success, their enthusiastic praise builds confidence until walking becomes natural. While this approach seems intuitive with children, many managers operate differently. They practice leave-alone zap management, ignoring good performance while pouncing on mistakes. This creates an environment where people work to avoid criticism rather than achieve excellence. One-minute praisings reverses this dynamic by catching people doing things right. When someone performs well, especially when learning something new, managers immediately deliver specific recognition. The process is straightforward. Praise immediately, specify what was done right, express your feelings about the achievement, pause to let it sink in, encourage continued excellence, and offer support. This approach is effective because of its specificity and timing. Identifying exactly what was done well reinforces desired behaviors and creates clear examples of success. Immediate delivery connects the recognition directly to the performance, strengthening the positive association. Even the most skilled professionals make mistakes. What distinguishes great organizations isn't the absence of errors, but how they're addressed when they occur. The 1-minute redirect provides a framework for addressing performance issues that maintain standards while preserving relationships. The approach begins with preparation, ensuring goals were clear and that the person understood expectations. When a mistake occurs, the manager delivers feedback in two distinct parts. First, addressing the issue specifically, confirming facts together, and expressing how they feel about the mistake. Then, after a brief pause, reminding the person they are better than their mistake, reaffirming confidence in their abilities, and making it clear that when the conversation ends, the issue is closed. What makes this approach effective is how it separates behavior from personal worth. The manager is tough and nice, in that order. They address the poor performance directly while affirming the person's value. This distinction prevents defensiveness and keeps focus on improvement rather than blame. When delivered effectively, the 1-minute redirect actually strengthens relationships. People appreciate the honesty, clarity, and respect inherent in this approach. They learn that feedback, even critical feedback, comes from a place of caring about their success. The true measure of leadership isn't creating followers, it's developing leaders. The 1-minute manager approach transforms people from being managed to managing themselves, representing the highest form of empowerment and creating sustainable excellence. The journey begins with 1-minute goals, providing clear expectations and a foundation for self-direction. 1-minute praisings build confidence and reinforce effective behaviors, helping people recognize their own achievements and experience intrinsic satisfaction. 1-minute redirects teach people to correct their own course. As self-management capacity grows, the manager evolves from director to resource, asking questions rather than giving answers, helping people develop solutions instead of solving problems. The relationship becomes collaborative, with both parties contributing their unique perspectives. This approach creates sustainability. When leadership is concentrated in one person, the organization becomes vulnerable. When leadership capacity is distributed throughout the team, the organization becomes resilient, with multiple people capable of stepping up when needed. The 1-minute manager principles address fundamental human needs: clarity about expectations, recognition for achievements, and constructive guidance for improvement. These needs exist in every relationship and community we join. By integrating these principles daily, we create environments where people thrive. We establish clear expectations that prevent misunderstandings, provide recognition that builds confidence, and address issues before they escalate, fostering healthier and more productive relationships everywhere. What begins as one person's practice becomes a culture of clarity, recognition, and constructive feedback. Each practitioner influences dozens or hundreds of others who affect their own circles. This multiplication occurs because the approach is both effective and accessible, quickly understood and immediately applicable by anyone. The 1-minute manager reminds us that leadership isn't about grand gestures, but about small, consistent moments that transform both results and relationships. By investing minutes in these high-impact practices, we create ripples of positive change that extend far beyond our immediate influence.